We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Fire destroys a house in central Wichita. We've got the story.
Suspect arrested in killing of a Wichita woman. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The city of Wichita will put its name in the hat for federal funds to build a new water treatment plant.
Meeting a court mandate on Kansas schools is set to exceed $900 million. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. More hot weather again in Wichita and across south central Kansas. Will we get a break from the heat anytime soon? Our forecast is coming up.
A house appears to be a total loss after an overnight fire in central Wichita. Around 10:30 Tuesday night, first responders were called to the 500 block of East OC. Battalion Chief Jim Wilson says one firefighter was treated for minor heat exhaustion.
There's different rules of thumb, but it's more important that they get hydrated the day before. And then when they're here, they just have to maintenance all day long. But they say you should at least have a gallon of water throughout the shift.
The resident was not home at the time of that fire on East OC.
The Wichita City Council voted yesterday on whether to submit a letter of interest to the federal government to be considered for funds to help pay for a new water treatment plant.
If the city is approved, they will send in a formal application in 2019. The federal loan could finance up to 49% of the cost with state funds, rate increases, and other money used to help pay for the rest. The council passed a resolution 6-1 with Councilman James Clendenin the only no vote. The current water treatment plant was constructed in 1939 and needs to be replaced. The city provides drinkable water for about 500,000 people in the region. The plan calls for the new facility to be constructed at the existing site in northwest Wichita near 21st and Zoo Boulevard and is projected to cost over $500 million. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A top education official says Kansas would have to phase in another $364 million increase in public school funding over 5 years to comply with a recent Kansas Supreme Court order.
Deputy Education Commissioner Dale Dennis presented his calculations Tuesday to the State Board of Education. The state Supreme Court ruled last month that a new law phasing in a $548 million increase in school funding over 5 years isn't adequate under the state constitution, but it gave legislators until next spring to fix it. Under Dennis's calculation, the total increase would exceed $900 million. The court said the new law should have provided additional funds to cover inflation and noted that the average rate was 1.44% from the 2010-11 school year through 2016-17. Dennis used that average in his calculations. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
On the final day of June, 55-year-old Eula Duncan was found dead inside her apartment in southeast Wichita near Harry and Rock. Police officer Charlie Davidson says a suspect in this case is now in custody.
Officers located and arrested a 59-year-old male in reference to this incident, and he was booked into jail.
That suspect arrested Monday evening in South Wichita. He's being held on $750,000 bond on suspicion of second-degree murder. Police believe Duncan and a man she knew got into an argument that ended with him hitting her with an object. People knew about her injuries, but she did not come out of her apartment for several days before police were called to check on her.
People in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, felt the rumblings of an explosion filled with smoke and flames due to a gas leak. A spectacular explosion, the area about a half mile away from City Hall, which will be closed until further notice. Police Lieutenant Kevin Konopaki has more.
We've also expanded the evacuation area to a half mile, so we're no longer in a five-block radius. We're now in a half-mile radius. However, some of the senior assisted centers that are in close in the area, they're able to actually shelter in place because those gas mains have been shut down.
Injured people were taken to a hospital, but no deaths have been reported.
President Trump's pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, making his first appearance on Capitol Hill.
Republican leaders and President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh meeting Tuesday to set a strategy to help him navigate what is likely to be a heated confirmation process. Meanwhile, GOP moderate Maine Senator Susan Collins considered a key vote, says Kavanaugh is qualified. And Republican Policy Committee Chairman Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News at night,
I would expect in the end that this is a judge who's going to be confirmed, will be on the Supreme Court for a long time.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is hoping to lead his party in unanimously opposing Kavanaugh, as well as gaining the support of two Republicans to block his nomination by painting the nominee as a far-right extremist. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, now 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Could the Kansas City Royals snap their 10-game losing streak last night in Minneapolis? Well, we've got some highlights coming up, and we'll find out in sports.
There's a smooth criminal on the loose in Massachusetts. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Wichita police are now staffing a new violent crimes hotline.
That phone number is 316-519-2282. It's 316-519-2282. And remember, our motto is see something, say something. If you see a crime, if you have information, please call that hotline. You will have an officer that will be responding to you.
Officer Paul Cruz says a man and woman were shot Sunday in southeast Wichita near Harry and Woodlawn. There were several witnesses present, and he hopes some of them will call the new hotline with their information.
More tariffs are about to get slapped onto Chinese goods by the Trump administration. The Chinese are ready to fire back.
Fresh U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of goods imported from China expected to go into effect as soon as September. The Trump administration says the move is aimed at eliminating China's harmful industrial policies. China's Commerce Ministry firing back, saying the new tariff threat is unacceptable and that they will take necessary countermeasures. Last week, the Trump administration added a 25% tax to $34 billion in Chinese imports. China then imposed its own tariffs on $34 billion worth of U.S. imports. In Washington, Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
There's a smooth criminal on the loose in Massachusetts.
He must have been looking to save on a good shave. Police in Braintree saying a sharp shoplifter made off with more than $1,000 worth of razor blades from a supermarket Friday night. A post on the department's Facebook page Monday asking for anyone with information to come forward or for the suspect to turn himself in. The post also saying police will give the razor bandit a big internet high five for doing the right thing. Video surveillance shows the suspect wearing a gray sweatshirt and pants, and yes, he appears clean-shaven. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And continue avoiding the area. We had an injury traffic accident. This injury traffic accident, Harry and Estelle, that's west of George Washington Boulevard. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Good morning, Ronell.
Hey, good morning to you.
Well, another muggy day ahead, looks like. It feels like it did yesterday.
Yeah. You know what? I've been getting more complaints than I have praises when it comes to our temperatures. You know, starting off at 75 degrees right now, I don't think this is anything that anyone wants. And that dew point at a very, very muggy 71 degrees. And when you get those dew points in the lower 70s, that's when it's kind of hard to ignore. You know, right when you open up the door early in the morning, the air kind of hits you right in the face. And our winds only at about 3 miles per hour out of the south-southeast, so the air pretty still, pretty stagnant right now, and that kind of sets the stage for the kind of day that we're going to have later on today, 90s again.
All right, give me the forecast then for the next 24 hours, sir.
Okay, next 24 hours, yeah.
12, into the 12, afternoon. Whatever.
Into the afternoon. Yeah, it's going to be pretty dry today. We did actually have a few showers yesterday that kind of popped up just to the east of Wichita. We may see that happen again today, keeping Wichita dry, though, in the forecast. Maybe some fair weather clouds developing, giving us a little bit of shade. But either way, 97 for a high into the evening. It's going to be another muggy one. Temperatures coming down through the 80s very, very slowly. And then 24 hours from now, we're going to find ourselves right back into the 70s again as we start our early Thursday morning, setting the stage again for 90s. It's really a copy and paste forecast. I've been talking about that all morning.
Yeah, looking for this weekend coming up. It's still several days away, but could we see it's going to be hot for the weekend, I presume. Are you going to see any records broken, you think?
No, I don't think we'll see any records broken. I know once we get to that time of year where we could possibly see triple digits this weekend, that's when a lot of people start asking that question. But for the rest of this month, it looks like those record highs, they're really anywhere between 105 and about 113, so a little bit too far out of our grasp. Yeah. I think we could see some temperatures around the area push 100 to maybe even 101, possibly 102.
Well, it's the kind of records that I don't care to have break. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Don't want that anyway.
Right, right. All right, so what do we got right now?
Yeah, right now, still in the middle 70s, mostly sunny skies, area-wide skies, actually looking beautiful. We had a very nice sunrise with those winds. Extremely light, anywhere between about 3 to 7 miles per hour. The dew point of 71, not really affecting our heat indices or feels like temperature all that much because it does feel like 75, but either way, our humidity at 88%, so that dew point making the air feel very, very heavy, muggy, sticky, and you may need to give me a moment to pull out my thesaurus to... to get some more words to kind of describe
muggy,
how the air feels.
Muggy, heavies, yeah, there's got to be more. We've got to find a thesaurus and come up with a few more. All right. So keep saying the same thing. All right, thank you,
pretty
sir.
Much.
Thank you, Ronell. That's the KSM Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Ronell Williams. Right now, partly cloudy, 75 degrees. And today is Wednesday, July 11th, 2018. This is a big day in weather history, by the way. In 1993 on this date, the strongest winds ever measured at Wichita Mid-Continent Airport, that's now Eisenhower, occurred when severe thunderstorms produced a 109 miles per hour gust. I'd forgotten about this, but fanning out over a 2-mile wide area, the destructive winds began near the intersection of Kellogg and Dugan, where 14 power poles were sheared near their bases. 5 aircraft destroyed. Destroyed! 20 more were heavily damaged. Part of the roof of the FAA approach tower was peeled off and blown into the tower itself, resulting in $145,000 in damage. How about that? Wow. That was in 1993. I'd forgotten about that.
25 years ago today.
Yeah. All right, so we got the city council busy yesterday putting up some bond money or getting some bond money for the Cargill folks, their expansions. And I was in, where was I the other day? Somewhere around this, going around town, saying, oh, Cargill here, Cargill there. A couple of places were there doing some things. That big building downtown.
Of course.
Where the Wichita Eagle used to be.
Just that's drove by be, that yesterday. It's coming right along.
That's going to be quite a... So we got a big Cargill presence here in town.
Sure do.
And we want to thank those folks for making a big investment in Wichita. We're going to be... They're good neighbors, and we thank you for doing that. Now, the other thing that happened yesterday, of course, Rodney Price covering the city council for us here. The other thing was the new water. They're looking at a new water treatment plant, possibly.
Yeah. Not an inexpensive proposition.
What did they say, $500 million?
Talking about $500 million.
Looking for some federal funds maybe to help out with that and probably located out near the zoo, sounds like.
Northwest Wichita.
The one now is down right there by Riverside Park in the park itself. That was constructed, according to Rodney's report,
long time ago,
1939.
Yeah. During the Depression, yeah.
I guess the technology's held up pretty good. The water in Wichita usually is fine, I think. Great water here. Sometimes we'll have a little problem with it, but I did not realize that plant was built in 1939. That must have been some Depression area money working on that or something. But, yeah, that's old. Of course, some of you talk to Alan King at Public Utilities, and those pipes that are some of the water pipes in town are ancient. They're older than that. We're still using
them.
Yeah,
they go back to the early part of the 20th century.
So, yeah. And of course,
some of the infrastructure. They're trying to get it fixed.
Yeah. This whole thing with water, though, if you, and I've, you know, done some interviews and so forth from people, and they say this can be an issue at a lot of places, especially in the West, but we've had droughts going on now for, it seems like, years. Kansas is near drought condition, and water is just becoming a very valuable commodity.
Sure.
If it wasn't before, it is now. And so, yeah, the future of water, we got to make sure we've got a really top-flight water source and supply here in Wichita and South Central Kansas. So, yeah, that's interesting. A new water plant, that one built in 1939. Ooh. All right, coming up on 7:18 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And take a look at sports this morning. Check with Ted to find out how the Royals are doing. Have kind of a rough June or July.
It's been a rough. Well, ever since June started, pretty much.
Right.
Royals and the Twins last night up in Minneapolis. Royals trying to snap a 10-game losing streak. And Kansas City finally put all the ingredients together to get off that losing streak. Hitting, pitching, defense, it was all coming into play last night. You heard the game on KFH.
In a high drive right field, back goes Kepler to the wall and gone. Mondesi. Yeah, Mondesi got a good look at that pitch, and he banged it straight over the right field fence. So the Royals have a 4-1 lead. Mondesi with home run number two.
A little pop from the youngster there.
Really?
The Royals also had to go to the bullpen. A starting pitcher, Ian Kennedy, left the game with an injury after only three innings. The Royals' bullpen has not been good, but Brian Flynn, the former Shocker, did the job last night. Came out of the bullpen, worked four innings, and only gave up one hit. Exactly what the Royals needed. He also induced a couple of double play groundouts, and he is the number one relief pitcher in the major leagues with 12 double plays. And he picked up the win. He got his second major league win of his career. The former Wichita State pitcher, Brian Flynn, a hero for the Royals out of the bullpen last night as they got off that 10-game losing streak and beat the Twins 9-4. Royals and the Twins finish up their series with a day game today in Minneapolis. Live pregame coverage begins at 11:30 this morning. Game will start a little after noon. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pro basketball, day five of the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas yesterday. The Los Angeles Lakers in action, starting at power forward for the Lakers. Former Kansas Jayhawks, V. Mikhailuk. Had 9 points, all those coming on 3 three-pointers. He also had 3 rebounds. Mikhailuk trying to get a roster spot with the Lakers. Minor league baseball, the Eastern League All-Star Game is tonight. That's the AA level in Trenton, New Jersey. Last night, they held the home run derby, and former Wichita State Shocker Sam Hilliard made it to the finals against Davey Grulon. Grulon ended up winning it 11-9. Hilliard hit a home run, though, that apparently went over the right field wall and into the Delaware River. So Sam Hilliard, the former Shocker, was almost the home run derby champ of the Eastern League. He missed out on what the winner got. Grulon ended up with a case of Case's pork roll, another 6-pound pork roll, and a championship belt.
Pork roll?
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
It's like a roll. The home run derby was sponsored by Case's pork roll.
Pork roll. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, when you're in New Jersey.
What a great prize.
Case's pork roll is what you need. Yeah, there you go. So Sam Hilliard, former Shocker, finished runner-up in the Eastern League Home Run Derby last night. We've got postseason soccer here in town tonight. It's the NPSL playoffs as the Heartland Conference semifinals get underway, as it's the FC Wichita Conference champs in the regular season taking on the St. Louis Club Atletico. It's 7:30 tonight. That's at Trinity Academy in Northeast Wichita. Heading into the postseason, FC Wichita is ranked number 14 in the nation in the NPSL among the 98 teams. Good luck to FC Wichita getting postseason play started tonight. And downtown Wichita tonight, well, last night rather, at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, the Wichita Wingnuts beat the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks 8-3. Wichita has won 3 of its last 4. It's a day game today to finish up this series. Redhawks and the Wingnuts will start at 11:05 this morning. Downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, and this will mark the halfway point of the season for the Wingnuts.
How about that?
Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
And the Wingnuts doing well this year again, right?
Yep, they're in a very tough division, but they're only a couple of games out of a playoff spot here halfway through the season. We'll see how the second half goes.
Okay.
And speaking of the Wingnuts, we've been giving away 4 packs of Wingnuts tickets all season long to lucky listeners. How about another 4-pack right now? Give me a call at 869-1330. We'll take caller number 4. We'll get you a 4-pack of baseball tickets to go see the Wingnuts.
Time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS.
Oh,
Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Democrats are arguing over feminine hygiene products. That's coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.